code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 16th of February 2009. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughmatrix.com and download the previous talks I've given. There's lots of them where I try to fill in the gaps in history and give you a bigger picture of what really goes on in the world, because it is so complex and much of it is really hidden from the public's view intentionally. That's how you rule people. You don't tell them the truth at any time. You can expose it long after the events have happened. That's called revelation of the method, and they do that every few years to show us how we've all been fooled. And as they're doing that, they're already got you under the next con. That's how the system works. Also, look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts of these talks, which you can download and print up. And they're written in the various languages of Europe. You can go to cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and order the books and discs I have for sale. That keeps me going. Or you can help donate. That keeps things ticking over, and it just ticks over these days, that's for sure. Now, I talked about the revelation of the method and how every few years someone, it seems to be, is authorized to come out and tell us a lot of truth. Not the whole truth, but a lot of truth. Much of it is also intended to show you where you can go with your studies or your thinking, because it's politically incorrect to talk about certain other truths. And one of these exposers, really, of recent times is Adam Curtis from the BBC, who does a lot of documentaries on the 80s, the 70s, the 80s, 90s, up to the present time. And he's got lots of documentaries out on what happens behind the scenes, the real reasons things really happen. He shows you how the media will spout out the official party line on any particular major topic, and then he'll show you the truth of what's really happening behind the scenes at the same time. It's an excellent revelation of the method that he presents to you. But as I say, he can't go into everything because these days, especially, so many topics are simply incorrect. You can't talk about them by law. That ties in with other philosophers as well who say that philosophers themselves in times gone by wrote esoterically for the reader. In other words, the pages themselves would demand that you question things further, information on the pages, because even in their days, there were certain topics they couldn't touch on because of politics and establishments and so on. Nothing really has changed. But what Curtis, as I say, Adam Curtis, shows you really is that all through the 20th century and escalating through it right up to the present time, that think tanks, and I've got into the think tanks to some deep extent, and the big foundations that run them have been advising politicians on where to go. And initially, when you look at all the different directions that they go, the left wing, the right wing, and so on, it seems complex, but it's not really, because they'd all end up, regardless, at the same point. They're both on the same track and going on the same direction in a different way, that's all. They arrive at the same point of globalism, sustainable development, and so on. It's just a matter of techniques used on the public that slightly differs, not terribly greatly either. And I'm going to be back with more on this particular topic after this break.
toxic heavy metals. They're in the air we breathe, water we drink, our food, products we use, objects we touch, and they negatively impact our health by building up within the body over time. But now, toxic metals can be mobilized in a safe, effective manner with Chelarex from scienceformulas.com. Chelarex is an oral chelator developed from Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Chelarex contains absolutely zero synthetic chelation agents, which frequently cause adverse side effects. Chelarex contains all natural ingredients that enhance the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and protects against reabsorption. Chelarex effectively mobilizes mercury, aluminum, lead, and 15 other heavy metals. Try Chelarex now from scienceformulas.com with this RBN special offer. Purchase two bottles, get one free with free shipping. Limited time offer. Go to scienceformulas.com. That's scienceformulas.com. Chelarex. Chelation of toxic heavy metals the way nature intended.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johngliha.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just discussing a series of documentaries put out by Adam Curtis. And he put out one series called The Power of Nightmares. What this is really is a technique that's used on the public. And although he goes into it to mention that the neoconservatives under Bush used this technique, to be honest with you, I think they all use it. But the idea really came from Leo Strauss from Michigan University, who taught quite a few of the members, in fact, that were around George Bush. Paul Wolfowitz was one of the main characters who took this to heart, this whole theory that the noble lie that came from Plato should be used on the public, the noble lie being a form of myth that you create for the public in different eras to get them all working together on a particular path that's predestined by those at the top or predetermined by those at the top who are running the show. And this is where the whole idea of terrorism fits in, that sometimes you have to terrorize the public in order to have them give up rights and freedoms and allow themselves to be managed in a particular direction. And this is where this concept originated from. Strauss has been heavily criticized, but he's up on Wikipedia too. You can see quite a lot about him and all the different characters that he taught that ended up going on to other universities to teach the same type of, I would call it theory, philosophic theory. But but actually they put it into practice. And what Curtis shows you is what's terrifying, really, is that around all different governments you have these, say, think tanks running on these different theories and putting them into practice. And we all heard Bush talk about the new freedom. And like all of these exclamations of the gift to the public, they never define to the public what they mean, because these are topics that, that come out of theories in universities. And the whole idea of a new freedom came from Isaiah Berlin of Oxford University. Isaiah Berlin was accused himself of being a Trotskyite, in camouflage, you might say, a Trojan horse. But he was a member of All Souls College, Oxford. That's the inner group of the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And he came up with two theories of freedom or liberty. One was negative freedom, which was really what the U.S. was kind of founded on. What it really means is that everyone at the bottom, the general population, is allowed a maximum type of freedom and less intrusion by governments. And that's really how it goes. Technically, anyone can try and get up to a higher standard of living, although generally it's fairly impossible for most people if you're not born within a certain class or you have friends in high places. Positive freedom was where governments gave a myth again to take rights away, to get the whole society working on a particular direction, much like the Soviet system. We're all working towards a common cause idea. And so the neoconservatives chose the new freedom, which was called positive freedom, which really was a limitation of freedoms and rights for the greater good, supposedly, by those at the top who knew how to manage the great society in a particular direction. And it's all based on purpose of society. It's something most of us don't even think about, is purpose of society. These boys at the top, really, when you compare it to the Soviet Union, and Adam Curtis did that in The Power of Nightmares, he showed you that both systems were pretty well identical. And in fact, as Bernays was creating the American culture and the European culture, really, and using focus groups and study groups and all the rest of it, they were doing exactly the same thing in the Soviet Union, and Curtis gives you different clips from them doing that over there. A completely different picture of that which was painted in the West. And not only that, the Soviet Union could actually employ the big corporations that were into marketing and use it on the Soviet system as well. But both systems were founded on the premise that society is like one great machine and that everyone is completely predictable. And that's how the whole Cold War was based, on that predictability of human beings. And at the same time, there are the big profiteers living on the Cold War and advising presidents and so on, and often with ties to the big companies that were making the missiles. That was common knowledge even at that time. It would break out into the papers every so often in Britain and in the US and Canada and elsewhere. But as I say, most people don't think about having purpose. And these guys always see their role is to give purpose or direct purpose in society and have us all go along this particular channel. And I don't care if they call it positive or negative or try and confuse us all with their various theories. The scary part is the politicians grab these theories and run with them. That's the scary part. Because, as I say, in all of these theories, they don't really see a person as a distinct individual at all. In fact, I think all sides see the individual as a potential problem. That's why this world we're going into now, again, run by the different theories of certain philosophers, present-day philosophers in universities that are backed by big foundations and think tanks, that's why they want everyone in society, the worldwide, to give all their data over, and if you don't, they'll take it anyway. And they also want us all psychologically tested to see if we're fit human beings to be allowed to walk around with our limited freedoms that we have. And they also want the right to work on us if they claim we're defective in some way or another. They want to standardize everything. those at the top, whenever they see society as having a direction and purpose, always see us as a big mass of people. And any little differences amongst us are trivia to them. They want us all standardized into the new society. And again, under this whole incredible nonsense that's spouted out from hailed professors at the top to do with purpose and keeping the world population down and all the rest of it, all the possible things that could possibly go wrong and taking care of it, you end up with paranoid freaks at the top running the world. And that's what we have today, are paranoid, ultra-paranoid freaks. Watching that Curtis series, The Power of Nightmares, you actually hear some of these paranoid freaks that advised presidents during the Cold War and made their whole lives living off it, looking for things that were not there. And one of them came up with the theory of the known unknowns. This is something that Rumsfeld kept prattling on about too in his speeches, the known unknown. We know the knowns, and we know there's unknowns. And he went through this strange diatribe that no one could follow, but it all came from a university professor. And the idea was that if you couldn't find the Soviet submarines anywhere with the latest detection gear and all the latest true information that was gathered by CIA and the Air Force and so on, then the fact that you couldn't find any evidence of the submarines means that they do exist. That literally was the theory. Known unknowns and unknown knowns. Absolute madness. But you see, when you get people living and working with think tanks that go into these strange areas of thought, taking a possibility and almost Talmudically putting through a whole process of bends and twists, you would end up with nutcases at the end of it. And that's what we have, nutcases. This whole idea of global warming and the big greening movement is part, again, of the big collective great plan. You've got to give us a myth for the age, which we must all follow and sacrifice towards, you see, getting us all working together. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not, as many of them at the top have actually said, and I read some of the statements last week from some of them who said this. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. It's for the greater good. These are myths for the age that Plato said they must use to keep control over society. The cost is irrelevant to them. And remember, too, quite a few years back, there was documentation came out on wars and the techniques of wars and the real reasons behind wars. And they said that if there was no enemy, you'd have to create one to keep power over the public. Because the only time the public truly obey and work together, in fact, the Club of Rome said the same thing, is when there's a threat from somewhere. Therefore, you must invent the threat. And the Club of Rome decided to come up with global warming and man being at war with the environment, and that couldn't persist. It had to be altered. They said that would fit the bill. So they always have to have a threat to keep government in control over the public. You'll find that Curtis also went into this technique of using terrorism. It was a blessing to them. Personally, I think it was all planned and staged, and there's so much evidence there was. In fact, they couldn't have done what they did, have got to where they are today with the anti-terrorism bills and all the rest of it. Without that happening, they needed it to happen. In fact, it was right up their alley. That's what they were founded on, that whole kind of theory. We need something to happen to give us a right to take control over all data and everyone's life. That's really what they needed. That was so obvious, and that's what came out. So those people who can get access to it, and I'll try and get some links to The Power of Nightmares. Someone will send them ultimately to me. I'll put them up on the website, and you can go through them. There's quite a few things to watch there. And it's worth seeing a few times, in fact, because it's packed with information. What he does omit are the other big players, like the big think tanks and the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Rockefeller Foundation. They've been planning this world for a long, long time, over 100 years. Back with more after this break.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to touch on some what appears to be very complex schools of thought. But really, they're not so complex after all. Utter tyranny is tyranny. It's only a method of explaining what kind of tactics they'll use to introduce tyranny. The best kind, of course, is true enough, is to make you a slave without you knowing it. That's the best kind of, that's the most perfect kind of slavery there is. And the most perfect kind of tyranny, with the loving master at the top that you'd never believe was out to get you. But remember, these characters all use, it doesn't matter what school of thought they come from, they all go along the same direction as Bertrand Russell and others and the Huxleys. And they're all based, again, on evolution. All of them come from Darwinism. They're all based on Darwinistic theories and evolution. And, again, the great leap forward, as they keep talking about, that we're all on this journey to the great leap forward, where we'll all suddenly evolve into something else, is part of the Darwinian theory. And they're going to do it through transhumanism and the alteration of genes in humans. It's all over the newspapers. You can't get away from it, how they're going to take away bad genes and put good genes in. And, of course, who will decide what's bad and good, especially when it comes to your psychic makeup, your mental makeup? Anyone with any ability to think too clearly might be regarded as a bad project, and they have to alter you. That will come when the state has the right to decide what's good for society. This is from Bertrand Russell, and I'm going to read a couple of articles before I take callers. This is from the Scientific Outlook. And he said, science, when it has once acquired a firm hold upon social organization, it's hardly likely to stop short at those biological aspects of human life which have hitherto been left to the joint guidance of religion and instinct. We may, I think, assume that both the quantity and the quality of the population will be carefully regulated by the state, but that sexual intercourse apart from children will be regarded as a private matter so long as it's not allowed to interfere with work. As regards quantity, the state statisticians will determine as carefully as they can whether the population of the world at the moment is above or below the number which leads to the greatest material comfort per head. Again, it's all this mass man idea. Exactly the same as we're doing in the Soviet Union, their big test bed. They will also take account of all such changes of technique as can be foreseen. No doubt the usual rule will be to aim at a stationary population, but if some important invention, such as artificial food, should greatly cheapen production of necessities, an increase of population might for a time be thought wise. I shall, however, assume that in normal times the world government will decree a stationary population. Now, I've read many articles in the past to do with a deliberate sterilization of the males across the world, but mainly across the Western world. There's no doubt on that. The data is there. I've got links on my website taking you to even the CBC archives of the disappearing male. And it's so odd, too, when you look into most medications that are out there, they're very common amongst people for high blood pressure, etc. They'll tell you it will probably cause sexual dysfunction, meaning you can't procreate. It's a common side effect that they always seem to have. And here's an article that ties in with this. It's from England. Someone sent it over, a newspaper, from the Metro. And I remember when it came out, I had the article here on email. It's from Thursday, September the 25th, 2008. Infertility fear over drugs for depressed. Millions of men who take antidepressants are risking infertility, researchers warn. They could be damaging the DNA of their sperm by using the common drug paroxetine. Tests show the proportion of sperm damaged more than doubled from 13.8% to 30.3% after 4 weeks of taking the drugs, researchers claim. So within 4 weeks, you're down. The sperm recovered when the drug use was halted, but were damaged again within days of resuming. Reproduction expert Dr. Alan Pacey said the apparent increase in sperm DNA damage is alarming. So it not only reduces the sperm count, it damages the DNA itself. This is quite the scientific weapon, isn't it? It says more than 1 in 10 people in Britain suffer from depression. 1 in 10. Paroxetine and Prozac, both known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, account for half of the 34 million prescriptions to treat it. And it's an interesting thing on these serotonin uptake inhibitors. It stops the reuptake of serotonin. Now, what they also know is serotonin is vital for your fight or flight capabilities. If it's absent, you're very passive and calm. You don't react normally to threats that are there for your own personal survival. And yet this is the main drug that's been pushed for years. It's even found in animals and insects. And even when insects swarm, the serotonin level goes way up before the swarm. It's the same thing in warfare too. Serotonin is up there when you're fighting for your life. It's a necessary part of survival. But what I've read before about that, remember, from different authors, it says you won't need your survival capabilities because the state will be making all the decisions for you. A pacified public. Interesting, isn't it? These guys know what they're doing. But it also has the added effect, the benefit for them, that it will help sterilize you. That other big problem that they have. So studies have linked this to problems such as loss of libido, erection problems, and a failure to orgasm. Plus, your sperm are kaput. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt and we're cutting through the matrix, reading from an article from the Metro, September the 25th, 2008, about infertility caused by very common drugs that are used today. And it says here that studies have linked these SSRIs, that's the reuptake inhibitors, to problems such as loss of libido, erection problems, and failure to orgasm. The latest warnings followed tests on 35 healthy men by researchers in New York. The level of DNA damage they found has been linked to fertility and pregnancy problems in the past. Mental health charity called Mind said, "We know that SSRIs and other psychiatric medications can have serious sexual side effects. We need to see a greater commitment from drug companies to research both the side effects of medication and what can be done to reduce them." Well, that's blowing in the wind, because basically this is part of the direction we're supposed to go in. Depopulate too. GlaxoSmithKline, of course, is the big company again, which sells paroxetine, distanced itself from the research published in New Scientist, but said it would review the findings, and that would be the last we'll hear about it, of course, because they knew this before they gave it to the public. Of course they did. And this falls right in again with something that Paul Ehrlich talks about, and the Club of Rome too. And the Club of Rome, again, is one of these big, massive think tanks that's interconnected for creating the premier policy that the rest of the think tanks follow. They come up with the ideas, then they pass them on to their think tanks, they give them to the round tables, and they hammer out how to implement it into society. But you know, the Club of Rome developed a plan. It was called Global 2000. And the plan was to bump off, wipe out several billion people by 2050. Isn't it interesting that those articles are read from the British military think tanks and the American think tanks that are now official policy, all say that by 2050 the population will suddenly plummet? Isn't that a coincidence when you tie it in with Global 2000 from the Club of Rome? Paul Ehrlich, he was another one that was sent over from Europe to join a whole bunch that were into mass movements and creating mass movements and controlling them and dreaming up new problems for the future that would be taught as myths, of course. Paul Ehrlich, famous for his work on the population thread, that's what he was always on about, population problems, in his book called The Population Bomb. This is what he said. He said it might be necessary to add a sterilizer, to the drinking water or staple foods to sterilize the entire population, giving the antidote to a select few. The forced sterilization programs of India and China may be the wave of the future in a corporate-controlled society. He says the population will drop from one of two solutions. The birth rate will be lowered, or, and this is what he calls it, the death rate solution will be used through war, famine, pestilence. He also said that the time for sugar-coated solutions was long gone. So really, beyond all the theories and the hoopla they give us throughout the generations, the same agenda goes on. It's always been the same agenda, to vastly reduce the population. And what it tells you is that there's a group at the top that are petrified. They live in terror of the general public, of every country. And it also is indicative as to why they're terrified of the individual. You see, they're pretty confident that they've got the masses sussed out, the average person sussed out, who live for themselves. They live for their little comforts and things that they're into, and they're happy and contented. And they don't do anything drastic with their lives that will change the world. So they're terrified about the oddball that comes along with a great idea. And if you've got a great idea, they'll either employ you at the top, or they'll have to kill you, as Bertrand Russell said. Because you might have the ability to get your views over to other people in a coherent, simple manner, and get them all protesting something that the government doesn't want. So they have to recruit you on their side, as Russell said, or eliminate you. That's what he said. Quite something, isn't it? Now we've got Rico from Toronto on the line. Are you there, Rico?
How you doing, Alan?
I'm surviving here, yeah.
Nice to hear from you again.
Yeah.
I called Friday, and I just wanted a little bit more detailed analysis. I was just talking, I think I asked you about just the analysis, a little bit of Haiti. It was just very, you know, I know you had other calls, so it's very short. I just thought maybe you could give me a more detailed analysis.
Of what happened during the 80s, did you say?
Oh, no, I said Haiti, the island.
Oh.
The island of Haiti, 1804, 20 years of civil war to get its independence from slavery.
Yeah, well, as you know yourself, though, they've never given that country a break. The UN or the U.S. has either been in back and forth over the years. And I think it has to have some personal strategic plan to their overall strategies, or they'd leave it alone, you know. There's got to be some reason that there's either oil all around there, and it could be under the sea or something, but there will be something that they want in geopolitics for them to always be going in and out of there. Yeah.
It's funny you say that because I was told, like, my sister sent me emails saying how large deposits of oil were found.
Yes.
And the thing is, the politicians were so corrupted, they never exploited it. They just came, robbed the treasury, you know, took $100 million, you know, drug trafficked, left, and they never developed it for the people.
That's right. And even when the World Bank gives them loans and something, yeah, they would go into pockets and it would never get used on the projects.
And that
is true, yeah. But it's the same reason that Britain went into the Falklands, because they'd done test drilling off of the Falklands Islands for years, and they said there's vast quantities of oil under there, and that's why Britain went there. Otherwise, they would have let them, the Argentinians, have it.
Yeah, I always thought like there was a special plan also, because if you look at other islands, you look like at Jamaica, you look at, they don't come in with the UN and basically invade the country and stay there for years.
Yes, yes.
You know, like
definitely.
It's just...
Yeah. Definitely, you know, because they either get something out of it long term, there's going to be something they want there, because they won't put that kind of money and cost on a project. They're not into helping people.
That's right. That's right. I even heard somebody had told me, too, that they're taking out, and this is, like, guarded by soldiers. There's certain parts of the island that take out, like, a whole bunch of minerals, right?
Yeah.
And there's no, you know, there's no accounting, because the Haitian government, they're just, they're gangsters. They just come, line their pockets.
And you go.
They don't care. Exactly. They really don't care.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So, yeah. Hey, I just wanted you, because I know, you know, I respect, you know, how you think. So I just wanted your analysis on it.
Yes, I think it's geopolitics in a strategic place that's got some future role down the road. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Alan.
Thank you for calling.
Take care.
And now I've got Dennis on the line. I kind of just lost my feed here from the satellite, but are you there, Dennis?
Yes, Alan, hi.
Where are you from?
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, okay.
I'm down in Arkansas, but I just have a quick question. I heard your show the other day. You're talking about predictive programming, and you're talking about Star Trek.
Yes.
I've never been a real TV fan, but I noticed years ago they had this NWO on wrestling.
Yes.
And could you make a comment on that, and I'll hang up and listen?
Yeah, well, sure. With the Star Trek, it's quite obvious when you look back on it that really it was all allegory for what was to happen on Earth. And you have the spaceship, an Enterprise. Again, remember the famous Enterprise, God bless us on this Enterprise, is one of the U.S. mottos. And people don't ask what they mean by an Enterprise. Well, they also call it their divine mission. They believe it's a mission for the U.S. Well, the Starship Enterprise was the whole thing about free trade. Wherever they went across the galaxies, it was to do with free trade. And the good guys would join them, and anybody who didn't join them was a bad guy, and generally an awful-looking character as well, an alien. So that was very simplistic programming. But they also brought into it population problems in one of their series. They brought into it eugenics on many series, and superior types and inferior types of characters was put out in, again, a fictional form that downloads us with the solutions, because they always give you solutions at the end of the program, and we were quite happy with the solution that they've just offered us. We don't realize you can bring that into real life. They've just programmed you to see a thing in a certain way from their point of view, of course, the intended point of view. But when they come out with the world of wrestling and the New World Order, etc., part of it was also to get across to the public the whole idea of conspiracy theories being part of fun and games and fiction. That was part of the whole thing. That was also predictive programming. And it's true enough, I got to admit, within the whole Patriot movement, is they're wrapping it in, they're bringing in all the fiction as well. They're bringing in the New Age with it. The old stuff, the old star reading stuff and predictions and all that kind of stuff. Until when you bring up the facts anymore, you're lumped in with the crazy ones, and that's counterintelligence. So that's how that works. But the world of wrestling, the New World Order of wrestling, was part of that. It was such a silly thing. It was fiction. It was fun at the same time. And that's how you see anybody mentioning New World Order. It's all bizarre and unreal to people. You create a kind of mystique of unreality around the very topic itself. When you add in the aliens and all this kind of stuff into conspiracy, tack it on to the facts of the New World Order, which, and I read last week quote after quote from big people at the top talking about the New World Order, but now when you mention it at the bottom, they'll also think that you believe in aliens too, or something like that. It's as simple as, it's a technique that's being used, and it works very well. Now, there's Steve from Colorado. Are you there, Steve?
There we go. Yes.
Hello?
Hello, Alan.
Yes.
Well, yeah, it's a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for the work you're doing. Now, yesterday a lady called you, brought up a YouTube that's on now called Monkey Blood. I recommend everyone go there, Google, go to YouTube, type in Monkey Blood. Watch this particular segment. It's by a group called Amen Stop, which is pretty much anti, you know, Masonic type thing. Mm-hmm. At any rate, I noticed you really didn't flow with her too much on this. Her premise was, or the premise of this, is that Rh positive, Rh negative. We all know we're Rh positive, Rh negative. You're B positive, B negative. The Rh factor being the rhesus factor. We put a lot of folks know that, but what they don't know is that it's the rhesus monkey that they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, my point is that they're saying there's only 15% of the population or thereabouts that has this Rh-negative situation, and that Rh-negative woman cannot mate with an Rh-positive person. The fetus self-terminates unless there's medical intervention. Watch the video. It's quite intense. And that's why they breed with each other to maintain the Rh-negative. Now, this leads to the what you just talked about. This leads to what is this Rh-negative? So, have you seen that Monkey Blood video? And,
No, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that, but it's when she went into the alien abduction thing and all that and wrapped it in.
No, what they said was that Rh negative people claim to have been victims of alien abduction, and they have a lot of traits. I won't steal the thunder. Please watch it at your earliest convenience. My point is that, yes, they are indicating that the Rh negative is an unknown situation. Now, these are hard medical facts. Most of our genome, they class as junk genes because they're not really doing anything. And the premise being that we're not in touch with them, which puts us on a higher level. But you don't buy into any of that. But I'll leave that as it is because I know that you don't. But I will ask you this. Have you spoken to any Olympians lately?
Who?
The Olympians?
Oh.
I mentioned them before.
I don't think we have to speak. I think they announce things openly now in newspapers.
Well, I know you have a contact with one, and I was wondering had you had a chance to have a sit down with them, and did they give you any additional information? To those who don't know, the Olympians are the rulers. Now, at any rate, and Alan, you are aware of one, and I was just wondering, have you touched bases with that person?
Not for a while.
Now, and my last question, I won't tie up your time, is. What is your prognosis for the Obama administration, for Obama's term? Do you think it's going to be a Lincoln-esque type event?
It could very well be. I mean, there's no doubt they put a man in here at the right time. They've collapsed the economy, so he's going to take the heat for everything that happens from now on.
Absolutely. He is the fall guy.
He's a fall guy, and they've already said that bailout packages are not going to fix this. But in the meanwhile, he's going to increase the taxes so incredibly drastically
now,
to try and pay
for
it.
I'll recommend to your audience that I'm a huge fan, and if I ever win the lottery, I'm going to send you half of it because you're doing a fantastic job. But your audience, if they're listening, then there are the people that are either awake or are awakening. So look up Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. Read about that. Are you familiar with Bob Chapman, Alan?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And your listeners, look up Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, and read up on that. That'll tell you what's going on with the situation. Once again, you're doing a hell of a good job, and you're putting your life on the line doing it. Listeners understand this man is risking his life because, as he said, they get rid of people that become problems. And so for your courage, I salute you. May you live and be well, and may all of us send you money. I mean, we have money we waste on the tax for idiots called the lottery.
Yeah.
Don't buy a lottery ticket. Send the money to Alan Watt, please.
Well, thanks.
And once again, sir, I'm honored to speak with you.
Well, thanks for calling, Steve. But it's true, astonishing. It really is astonishing to watch people at the counters, the stores, just buying handfuls of these scratch and wins and ripping them up. And dropping them on the floor and buying another handful, one after the other, it's one hell of an addiction that they have. And any money they ever get back, the few bucks they get back once in 100 tickets, doesn't pay for all the money you've spent on them. But that's what they offer the people at the bottom as a way out. It's a hope. It's a dream. Again, like everything else, it's a dream. And it's a big scam as well. But it's sad to watch people going through their money like that and just tossing it on the floor. Very, very sad indeed. But yeah, there are very odd things at the top, as they say, from these characters. And just going through some of them earlier on in the show there, from The Power of Nightmares by Curtis, I mean, Isaiah Berlin comes in to Britain from Germany with this strange theory. He's escalated to the top with these strange theories. And Tony Blair, even before he left the office, wrote to Berlin. Berlin was on his deathbed at the time, asking him if he could possibly blend the negative with the positive freedoms, meaning an increased element of totalitarianism and still rule the people. Quite interesting, the correspondence they had between themselves. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johngalea.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264. And johngliha.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix. And 1 hour isn't long enough really to go into anything in great depth, even some of these theories here, which you could probably write and talk on about for hours and hours and hours. As I said before, those people who get into these think tanks at the top live in bizarre frames of mind after they've been in it for a while. They get utterly paranoid and completely unrealistic about anything. In fact, I'm sure once they've had a 2 or 3 weeks training in a think tank, they'll walk out and be paranoid if everybody passes them in the street. They don't see them as people anymore. They see them as potential threats. That's how crazy it all is. It's utterly mad, in fact. But these are the characters that gave us the game theory during the Cold War, where they fed everyone's data through computers in the RAND Corporation and tried to predict all of our movements and what we'd all be after and what kind of people we really were and what we'd want, etc., 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 and how to pacify us and keep us happy. A bit dumb. And it's just astounding to me that we allow, of course we can't help it because governments attract certain types of politicians, and these are psychopathic individuals who want power, personal power, prestige, and the chance to get their hands in the big honeypot of the taxpayer. That's what they really want. So it's only natural, once they're in, they turn around for, well, what do we do now? And here's all these lobbyists and think tanks that are already giving policy to them. That's the jobs of these think tanks. So there's no democracy after all, because we don't vote the think tanks in. We've got nothing to do with them. And each think tank has its agenda. And then when you trace each think tank, they're all connected to the other think tanks, and they're all funded by the same handful of foundations. So we should just bypass them all and go right to Mr. Rockefeller, who's the boss of all these think tanks, who's into depopulation and so on, and world government, etc. And over to the Rothschilds branches and the Royal Institute of International Affairs in Britain, because they're both partners. They're just different branches of the same organization that literally are setting up this whole world of theirs. And they're using all these computers and feeding all our data into them to see how they control us for the next 100 years as they bring the populations down. Where in any election is any of this ever mentioned that I've talked about tonight? You never find it. What you get in election time is pension and education and so on, and welfare and schools. That's what they talk about. They don't mention the NAFTA integration of the Americas. It's completely omitted from everything. World government isn't mentioned in any national election anywhere. Even though they've all been working on it, every government's got a department working on it and have had for it since the end of World War II. So really, we're given a Punch and Judy show for the bottom, for the public at the bottom. And we're never allowed into reality. But again, people like Curtis are given the go-ahead years after certain events to give you the revelation of the method, the techniques that were used on you in the past. It's just a pity that Adam Curtis isn't allowed to tell us what's happening now, while they're pulling off the next con, and how they plan to manage us for the next 20, 30 years. Because at that level of BBC, if that was spoken on the air, maybe more people would wake up and start getting involved in their own destiny, rather than allowing it to be made by people we'll never, ever meet, especially those in the think tanks. Well, that's it for tonight. So from Hamish and myself, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent